and efficiently. They also handle all the needed maintenance on your vehicle as well. So next time you need auto repair, come to Geared Up Auto Care, 421 North Grand in Pueblo, or call 719-225-8560. Geared Up offers a shuttle service to get you to work or wherever you need to be while your vehicle is repaired. Remember, Geared Up Auto Repair, 719-225-8560.
More Grizzly action on KSPK.
Joined here by Coach Green. Coach, a new season upon us. You guys open your season tonight against Northern New Mexico. Your thoughts?
You know, it's everyone's been trying to figure out how to respond from what we call the COVID hangover. Very pleased with the kids and their work ethic thus far, their buy-in. For us, we have a lot of new players, and with a lot of new players comes a lot of new teaching, maybe similar philosophies from where they're coming from, but new terminology always adds a twist and a learning curve to things. The majority of our kids that are new that we signed did not have a season last year due to COVID, so that's kind of what I mean with the COVID hangover. Some of these kids haven't played since last fall, so to speak, when they found out that their seasons were going to be canceled, or honestly, 2 summers ago, when they started the school year after their AAU season. So these games for us going in, we're going to have to be patient with our kids and positive demand excellence, but also put these kids in a position to be successful, knowing with the tools that they have, where they're coming from, and what's being brought to the table to mesh with our returners.
You brought in some height. That's one of the things that people who come to the games will notice. You got another player that's just as tall as Caitlin. Just talk a little bit about what you brought in the offseason.
Well, you know, I got to give credit to Coach Mario. My associate head coach, I always refer to him as co-head coach. He can't stand that, but it's true. You're only good as the people you surround yourself with, and we did want to target that area. Caitlin Bell is a totally different player than she was last year. We are very excited about her. Nicole Brown is a transfer from a Division II in Minnesota, and Nicole's actually about an inch taller than KB, so we have 6'4 and 6'3 on the floor. Trying to find out right now how to play those two together. It'll come, but again, that's part of the learning curve. Nicole came from an outstanding program, an outstanding coaching staff, and so we're trying to rewire her brain and how she defends in our program, in the low post, on the perimeter, and she does have that capability. So we're excited about that size, but we also have size on the perimeter, and not just size and height, but size. Our bodies needed to look different. We needed stronger bodies that could compete and take hits, and so you know, a lot of our Vegas kids that we brought in, and then a key JUCO transfer and Najon from Eastern Arizona, has been huge for our bodies. So again, tonight when we step on the floor, people will see we'll be missing half those bodies because they're in quarantine, and we'll get out next week to start their season. So with what we have on the floor, we're going to play our tails off. These kids have worked hard for 2 weeks to prepare without their teammates, and you know, all I can ask for is great effort.
You know, what we saw towards the end of last year, especially I want to say the game against Fort Lewis, so many overtimes, you guys had a little bit of depth, but this year you guys have a little bit more depth on your bench, and that's always a good thing to have.
Absolutely. You know, the key's going to be the COVID virus for a lot of us. You know, it's not inappropriate, and these kids are honest about where they stand with vaccines, and we support them, whether they have an exemption or whether they are vaccinated. But at the end of the day, it will be a game day decision based on a negative or positive COVID test of who we'll go to battle with. As a coach, as the leader of the program, it's very stressful for me. But at the same time, if we tell our kids they have to roll with the punches, adversity is part of it, next man up, I have to practice what I preach. So we work very hard as a coaching staff to get the bottom tier walk-on as knowledgeable as the elite kid in our program. And so everyone gets the same attention and everyone has the same expectations.
Awesome. And then just taking a look at your opponent tonight, we don't know a whole lot about them, just looking at stats, because they don't have a whole lot of stats, but they have played already 4 games. They're 3-1 on the season. And just tell me what you know about them.
You know, that's where our associate head coach Mario Gattano came from. A lot of those kids are his players, and if you see what he's done for our program, you'll see what he's done for that program. And the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. JR, you know, former NBA player. I, you know, can't wait to coach against him. But he's done a great job taking over that program that didn't get to play last year. We got to play. They did not due to COVID. And so he's rebuilding that with pieces. And I think for any head coach to step into the position to do that, it takes a lot of character and a lot of how-to. And for his kids to have a 3-1 record right now, with them all being brand new together, says a lot about his coaching ability and how hard his kids play and how they respect him. He has a core of 3 seniors that are very dangerous. And number 22, and number 33 that are very athletic, very dynamic players, and they have a great supporting cast around them. So Northern New Mexico's gym is known as a shooter's gym. I hope that bodes well for us and not for them tonight. But, you know, we have a lot of respect. NAIA, NCAA, it doesn't matter. Respect is respect. Ball is ball. So we're very focused and going to do the best we can to start the season off right with a win.
All right, Coach, and then just as we turn the page, just looking forward, you guys have a home exhibition game on Monday. Just real quick, give us your thoughts on playing a regular season game, going to an exhibition game, and then being able to flip that.
And you know, they're all the same to us. A game is a game to us. Whether it's a scrimmage, an exhibition, they all count towards us getting better. And the measuring stick is, did we improve? Because these two games we're going to have to depend on to springboard us in the regional exempt tournament heading to Cameron and Midwestern. You know, both NCAA tournament teams, seasoned veteran senior teams. So we're tired of hitting each other in practice. We're ready to hit other people. But there is going to be a learning curve in regards to adjusting to the officials, adjusting to new three-point line. I think that's going to cause a lot of problems this year. It'll help in regards to spacing, but I think a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of referees going to cameras to check was a toe on the right line, so to speak. So there's a lot for us to learn as a coaching staff as well. But these preseason games are just that, preseason for us to kind of figure out a formula that works for our program in regards to starters and subs, personnel,
Taylor.
Who plays well together, who doesn't. We haven't had that luxury. So we're grateful to play another day.
Awesome, Coach. Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Starting lineups are next on KSPK. Don't go anywhere.
SLV Matt knows it can be intimidating to realize you need to seek treatment for opioid addiction. That's why our staff will work with you to find the best course of treatment on your road to recovery. Medication-assisted treatment can help you manage cravings and counseling to help reach recovery. We can also help address the unique needs, barriers, and challenges in your life situation to link you with supportive services. The SLV MAT program serves the San Luis Valley, including Alamosa, Rio Grande, Costilla, Caneos, Mineral, Sawatch, and Custer counties. Visit our website at slvmat.org or call 719-588-2786. Find us on Facebook as SLV Matt, 2 words, all caps.
Okay, we all know the car business is pretty weird right now. The vehicle that's here today is often gone before tomorrow. That's true now more than ever before. That's the reason it is more important than ever to shop at Town & Country, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado. You see, we are here to make your shopping much easier in these complicated times. With all of our manufacturer relationships, we not only can be your one-stop shopping source, we can be your one-stop information source. We know which vehicles are coming, which have special order incentives, and which ones, quite frankly, you aren't going to see for a while. So we can find you a low-mileage, pre-owned alternative at some pretty darn good savings. Seriously, if you are in the market today or 6 months from now, come see us so we can help you navigate the market. That is what we are here to do. We're Town & Country, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado in Alamosa. Let us help you.
The game is about to begin. Sit back and enjoy exclusive Grizzly action on KSPK.
And welcome back into Eagle Memorial Stadium as we get ready for the introductions and the starting lineup here as both Adams State and Northern New Mexico exit the court for their warm-ups. We will see exactly what happens. Again, Northern New Mexico of the NAIAA, Adams State of the NCAA. It is Adams State's first game of the season. So let's listen in, if we can, to the public address announcer.
Please refrain from using profanity as you support your team. The NAIAA encourages respect between opponents and sportsmanship in all contests. Thank you for your support and enjoy the game. The National Anthem provides student-athletes and fans an important and time-honored opportunity to honor our country and recognize its principles. The NAIA asks that you now stand and please remove your caps as we pay our respect to America with the singing of our National Anthem.
And there are those starters as we are ready to get going here again for Adams State. The starters, Demi Black, Laura Gutierrez, Kayla Harris, Angeline Nagiak, and Caitlin Bell. Adams State wearing their visiting black uniforms with white numbers and lettering with a little green trim on it. The Eagles are wearing their home gray uniforms with the navy numbers and lettering with a white trim on them. Adams State will be going from left to right. As you hear Janelle cheering for the Grizzlies right next to me, as we will be ready to go here again. It is Caitlin Bell who will be doing the jump ball for Adams State, and I can't see what number that is for the other team. Number 4, okay, that is Kristen Davis who will be doing the jump there. Here we go as we get ready for the opening jump off. Jump ball, I shall say. And now we wait because they forgot to get the position arrow. Now we are ready to go. Here we go. It starts up. Ball's going to be won by Adams State, as it is going to be Kayla Harris who pulls down the ball, and here goes Adams State for their first offensive possession of the 2021-22 season. Here's Demi Black driving in, misses the shot, and it is going to be a jump shot missed, rebound by number 22. For Northern New Mexico. They're going to run up quickly there. Here goes number 3. That is going to be Miranda Salazar. She pushes it to the right wing. Wide open there is going to be number 1. That is Sylvia. Sylvia feeds it out to the right side. That's to Evans Collins. Collins passes inside, now outside. Wide open 3-point shot. Up, no good. That is by 4. Kayla Davis misses it. And we have a rebound by Kayla Harris. And on the other side, we just have a loose ball out of bounds. Adams State will maintain control. We have 9:10 left to go here in the opening quarter. We're still scoreless. Both teams have missed a shot. Here is the inbound for Adams State. Kayla Harris off the inbound. Deep three up, no good. And it is going to be a rebound there by number 22. That is going to be Patterson. Patterson takes it up quickly, moves it to the right wing. That's going to go over to Jaden Fortnite. Fortnite will then move the ball around. A good movement by the Eagles as they get the ball all the way around the arc. And now back to the top. Here's a pass inside, almost stolen away. And now they're going to say a 3-second violation there, as it will be a turnover on Northern New Mexico. And it is good boy on number 4, and that is a 3-second violation. Here goes Adams State. 8:41 left to go here in the opening quarter. You may hear Janelle yelling stats at me. It's because I'm doing stats at the same time here. Here is Laura Gutierrez who takes it, puts a little shot up, and we're going to have a foul. So we're going to have a foul on who? Number 4. And it's going to be a shooting, and that will be Laura Gutierrez, who will be at the free throw line. So she'll have 2 shots. Her first shot is up, and it is made. She'll have 1 more opportunity coming. Second shot is up. That one rattles around. No good. Rebound by number 5. And then she puts it back in. That is going to be Kayla Harris who puts it up and in. And our score is going to be 3-0. So nothing going on the other side. Sorry about that. I was trying to make sure we had the stats good. We do. Here we go, as it is Northern New Mexico who will be inbounding the ball under the net. Our score right now, 3-0, 8:08 left to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Northern New Mexico inbound to the left side. That is going to be number 3. Miranda Salazar drives in, and now we have a travel. It's going to be a turnover on Northern New Mexico. And it's going to be a traveling violation, and it will be Adams State who will take the ball up. Here we go, as we have 7:55 left to go here in the opening quarter. Here is a hook shot there by Laura Gutierrez. She missed it, And then we had a rebound by number three there. And what do we have there? Nothing there. Okay, so with the ball knocked out of bounds by Caitlin Bao, here goes Adams State. On defense, you see Angeline Nagiak, who is controlling the ball to the top of the arc there defensively. Now here goes a drive in. This is going to be Evans Collins driving in, and she puts up a shot, missed the shot, did number 33, and then we had a dead ball rebound for Adams State. And now we're going to have some subs. We're going to have number 21 checking in for number 10, and then we have 42 checking in for 34. And then number 13 checking in for one. So checking in, Selena Watson. We also had Nicole Brown checking in, and Kayla McClure. Here goes Adams State as they take the ball up, move the ball around the horn, and now we're going to have a foul on the far side. Foul's going to be on number zero. And it's going to be a personal foul drawn by number 13. That is going to be Selena Watson, who drew that on the near side. Watson will be the inbounder just in front of the Northern New Mexico bench. Gets it into McClure. McClure feeds it off to Harris. Harris drops down. Deep three. This one up. Missed it. Rebound will be rebounded there by Nicole Brown. Brown then pushes it out to McClure. McClure moving to her left side. And here's a pass inside. Watson underneath the basket. And then she loses the ball underneath the basket. So it'll be a turnover on Adams State, as that was Watson. Here goes Northern New Mexico moving the ball across the timeline. They're going from right to left. This is going to be controlled there by Fontanet. Fontanet drives in. Here's a shot missed there by number four. That is Kristen Davis. And then it is going to be rebound by number five. Then we had a turnover by five. And then here is Northern New Mexico. You hear the stats getting called out, what happened there, so you get to hear both sides of what goes on here at a game here. We got 6:39 left to go here in the opening quarter. Score is 3-0 in favor of Adams State. Here is Fortnett. Now he's going to go over to Salazar. Salazar looking to the left side. She's going to drive to the left side. Now driving in. Here's a shot going to be blocked there by Harris. As a missed shot there. We had an offensive shot.
Shot clock violation.
Blocked by five, and then rebound by who? The rebound was there by zero, and then we had a turnover, and it's going to be a team turnover on the shot clock. And we had
Rachel Williams, number 24, Rebecca Sorensen.
Just reset for Northern New Mexico for me. So there's some substitutions there for Northern New Mexico. Here goes Adams State controlling the ball to the near side. Here's a drive in. This is going to be Demi Black putting up a shot. No good. Rebound there by Nicole Brown. Rebound there. And then we have a personal foul there. This is going to be a personal foul.
Crystal Lee Patterson, her first, team third. Nicole Brown to the line.
Foul there on number 22. And that was Nicole Brown at the first throw at the free throw line. Her first shot, no good. Second shot, no good. But we had a lane violation. So it's going to be a dead ball rebound for Northern New Mexico. Northern New Mexico will take the ball up. We got 6:03 left to go here. Our score is 3-0 here. Adams State leading. Laura Gutierrez had 1 point there, followed by a putback for Adams State. Here we go as we have a three-point shot. This is going to be number 11, and it is going to be no good. Three ball. And who is going to get it? I believe it's going to be Northern New Mexico. So rebound comes to number 24. That is Rebecca Sorensen. So then we have a jump ball. Here we go as we have a inbound here for Northern New Mexico. Good ball movement as we have a shot inside. It's going to be missed there by Rebecca Sorensen. Rebound will be rebound by Nicole Brown. She takes it in. Here's a quick shot up there by Kayla Harris. Rebound come off to number 22. That was Patterson. And then on the other side, the ball was out of bounds. We're going to have some subs here. We're just going to reset Adam Steele.
And for the Eagles, number 20, Destiny Valdez. Also checking in for Adam Steele.
And then as there are substitutions, you hear them greatly there for Adam State as we have Northern New Mexico who is inbounding it for the Eagles on the near side. Here is the ball going to come off. That is going to go over to Salazar. Salazar controlling it, and here goes the ball to the top of the arc. She's going to drive in. Good screen there by Caitlin Bell to cut off the shot. Here's a three-point shot up. That is going to be by Rachel Williams. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Watson. So we had a shot there by number 11. Rebound there by number... Write it down. So we don't have that.
Into the game for the Eagles,
number 22. So as we have multiple substitutions checking in here, we have a timeout. It'll be a media timeout. We'll take it with them here on KSBK.
Media timeout.